It's the Michael Mara Show.
Hi.
Hi. Now my mic's on. There we go. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show.
Right.
Yeah, crank this up, Katie. This is more like
mount from this side.
Buzz, we're on the air.
You know, I took the lessons. Buzz. I wrote a little bit, and then that's been about 2 or 3 years ago.
Buzz, we're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
God. We are back on the Michael Mara Show. Buzz is getting his headless microphone on, and I mean headless.
Headless?
Headless microphone.
Hands-free.
Hands-free. We want to thank everybody. The Bad Influence Band. Give those guys a nice round of applause. Want to tell everybody, if you're coming down here to 10800 Main Street, it's pretty obvious after the last three mics. I just walked up to the guy that's working the parking lot, and I said, man, let 10 more in. We can do 10 more. And then the guys came in, and there was no room, so I apologize.
Exactly. But I do like them coming through.
Yeah, well, they can't do that anymore.
So they
can go over. You can park in the church parking lot that is right next to our studios here at 10800 Main Street.
There was some concern by a gentleman that...
That is not a motorcycle. That is a truck.
That if he wasn't parked up here, he wouldn't be eligible for the contest.
But right.
We are actually scoping all the areas of the contest. So just so long as you're down here, you can win a ribbon.
If you, that's what we're giving away, a fabulous ribbon. We do have wonderful giveaways. Beth Ann has the list of those. I'll be mentioning those later. We still have food. Sam, we still got plenty of food. Hey, Sam, we got plenty of food from Just-In-Time Catering, 703-380-5125 for that. We will have music all afternoon from the Bad Influence Band.
And a note to the gentleman, don't feel you need to wear a shirt.
Yeah, no shirt necessary.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
It's casual here at 10800 Main Street. And before we get the guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts up here, I want to say hello to a friend of mine that that I've always wanted to put on the radio, but I've never had a chance to do that. This is my friend Jerky, and this is how I'm going to conduct this interview, Rob. Hi, Jerky.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mom.
Jerky, this is just going to be kind of a rapid-fire question and answer where you can tell me whether you can answer the questions or not. Can I ask you what you do?
Carla, I'm sorry.
That's not fair. That is very, very mean. He's been in my home, ladies and gentlemen. Can I ask you what you do?
I am a police officer.
Very good. Can I ask you what this social club you have is?
It would be the International Renegade Pig Motorcycle Club.
And how many of your International Renegade Pigs do you have with us today?
There are three official members, and we have two prospects. I don't know why they're not breakdancing right now.
Please to explain, what is a prospect? I see they're breakdancing. You just pointed at them, and they began to breakdance. Now, a prospect is like when you're in a fraternity, they pledge a fraternity. Is that the same thing?
Yes.
So these guys basically will do whatever you tell them to do. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
And if you give me permission, they will basically do whatever I ask them to do, correct?
Absolutely. My prospect is your prospect.
And what are the prospects' names?
Tracy and Spirit Fingers. He's the only one that has a name yet.
Tracy and Spirit Fingers, would you please go to the center of the cones, please? All right. Very good. Would you remove your shirts, please?
Where is this going, Mike?
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. I'm a trained professional. All right, before we get started, gentlemen, hurry up, Spirit Fingers. Come on. Now, would you give yourselves just a little bear hug, please? Little bear hug. And now, would you do the worm on the concrete, please? Do the worm on the count of three.
Ouch.
One, two. You know what? Hey, guys, seriously, I don't want any injuries here. Face going upwards. Your prospects aren't very bright, are they?
No, they're not.
Face the other direction. It'll be easier. And now, on the count of three, very quickly, do the worm. One, two, three, go. Cheer them on, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. Nicely done. All right, now stop. Thank you very much. That's the only punishment I'm going to give them today. Anything else you have in mind, Jerky?
Whatever you need, Mike, just call them.
Thank you very much.
Prospect.
Very good. A nice round of applause for the Renegade Pigs. From the ridiculous area of law enforcement to the sublime, we're going to bring the guys up for Motorcycle Riding Concert. Why are you sitting, Matt?
He's had a tough day, Mike.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
What time did you get to work?
One. Really.
Get off your ass. Come on. Come on, do something.
1 p.m.?
Do something. Go over and, you know, check on the food. Do something. Do something productive. All right, we've got Jesse Bowman from, you're the president of Motorcycle Riding Concepts.
That's right.
How is the business going? I know it's about a year old, right?
Right, it's doing great. We're getting lots of business now. Of course, with weather like this, everybody wants to ride a motorcycle.
Right.
And having the right skills to do it safely, that's what we're all about.
Okay, we're going to bring the guys up. Where is Buzz? Do you even know where Buzz is?
He's down there with the guys. I heard the engine starting, then I heard it stalled. I don't know what's going on down there.
All right, let's see if we can bring Buzz Burbank up here, because Buzz is going to get some training. Jesse, why don't you come down here with me?
You notice how the guys that do stuff with motorcycles are all excited about gas prices?
Yes.
This is the happiest guy right now.
I was talking to somebody about this today. If we're speaking strictly about motorcycles, I believe what you're going to see eventually is, this was a thing where people did it for fun as a hobby.
Right.
And, the midlife crisis. I'm sorry. Look at that girl in the pink over there. I lost my train of thought. Hello there. Hi. Hi, I'm Mike O'Meara. I'm host of the show now.
Her name's Mandy.
Yes, it's all mine. Her name's what? How the hell do you know that, Jesse? Jesse just yells in my ear, her name is Mandy. I swear to God, he's all here with his, he's all in his official shirt and everything. Her name is Mandy. Hi, Mandy. How are you? Have you spoken to Mr. Burbank about being a buzz babe? You say what? Was that a yes, no? Yes.
Yes, that'd be
yes.
Good.
A nice round of applause for Mandy. Come on, help me out. Yeah. All right, can we bring Buzz Burbank up here, fellas? I don't know where he is. Buzz, can you hear me? Where's Buzz?
You know him. He doesn't listen.
He doesn't. I swear to God, he only talks like when the show starts and we're talking. He doesn't know. Dumbass says what? Dumbass. Oh, here he comes. Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Is this wild? Did he stall? He stalled.
He made it halfway up the hill.
Buzz, Buzz has stalled. You'll have to give us just a second, ladies and gentlemen. Now the guy from MRC is bringing it up. This is not Buzz Burbank.
It has been a while.
Oh, okay. That's right. Buzz, I owe you. I swear to God, I owe you extra for this, really. I know you're sacrificing your image, your dignity.
Yes.
Now, Jesse, what kind of paces are we going to put Buzz through here?
Well, there's fundamentals of riding any motorcycle. Head, eyes, clutch, brake, throttle, and posture. So first we want him to assume a nice, comfortable riding position. Keep his chin up, looking out in front of him. Nothing's going to happen down here in front of him.
Good luck with your balls, Buzz.
Thank you.
You can't spell fundamental without fun.
Now, did they already teach him how to turn it on? What's going on now? He's starting it. He's got it running.
He's got it running, and we just want him to ride in a straight line up to the top of the parking lot.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't ridden in a very long time. When he completes his straight line, I want applause as though he has swum the English Channel, all right? I want this to be incredible. Are you ready, Buzz?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
On the count of three, without stalling, one, two... three, go! Oh, my. Oh, dear. Buzz, I didn't mean for this to happen.
Ready? Okay.
All right.
There he goes. Spotters!
There he goes. Yeah! Oh,
stop! Stop!
Got it.
Stop! I saw him. Did you see him going out on the main street?
I saw him headed over to the insurance agency.
No one was killed.
Would that have been a ratings grabber? And you all would have been here for that.
I forgot everything I learned.
I swear, that'd be like the highest rated show in Washington radio history.
I have never seen anyone dismount that fast since my honeymoon.
Is that it, or are we going to do other things with him?
Not bad, Buzz, but for God's sakes, pick your feet up.
Now, I was wondering, is there a chance that we could get another one of our crew to try something? Do you have a larger bike?
We do have larger
bikes. But those are for experienced riders, right?
Well, we like to have a more skillful rider who has some confidence under their belt.
So the small bike is for everybody if you're a beginner, no matter what size you are.
That's our basic training motorcycle. But
gosh, I wonder where this is headed.
CCs.
All right, can we please get the helmet on Mr. Spiewak, please?
No way that helmet's going to fit my
head. Do you have triple extra large helmets? All right. Now, I have to ask John Harris of Motorcycle Riding Concepts, do you train people like Rob?
All the time.
You think it can be done?
Sure.
What, you mean the mentally challenged?
That's right. We should have, where's Tom's little jacket?
Yeah, I need my vestment.
We'll have that. We're going to put Rob on a bike here. Now, this is a real beginner. Buzz was actually trained and forgot everything that he learned,
it's been 3 years and I have not been on a bike.
Hey, Matt, are you enjoying the show? Can we get an effing microphone for him, please? I swear to God.
They're right over here.
I'm going to put you back in the octagon today. Matt Goldstein. Slacker extraordinaire.
He just says in my ear, Mike, so you have zero experience? I said yes. He says, good.
Now.
Look like Dr. Frankenstein.
This is the surprise of the show because Rob, literally, have you Have you even been on a motorcycle in your life?
Until this day, I've never seen a motorcycle, Mike.
All right, very
never
good.
In person.
All right, so let me take
I read about them on the internet.
Now, are we going to give Rob the headset? Let's give Rob the wireless headset, and we're going to get them all straight here. Round of applause for Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Never been on a motorcycle in his life before, but he's going to be on one today. My God, what a fun time this is going to be.
Buzz?
Yes?
See, this was the whole idea.
Oh, I know.
This was the setup. I was going to pretend that it was going to be a whole segment with you, and then we were going to get Rob. That's what we're doing here.
It's
Rob,
working.
You're
yes?
gonna, you know what? I think you're going to take to it like a duck to water. You're going to love this thing. It's going to be exciting.
Does it require any sort of physical attributes?
Coordination, I don't have.
Let me ask Jesse
sure.
Bowman from MRC.
How's this look?
Perfect, Adamant.
Someone go and buy Excedrin.
I want pictures for
Jesus, I can't get my ears in.
Pictures for the website.
How many times have we
I
heard that?
I want 300 pictures.
All
Rob,
right, for
I
once,
you,
I'm comfortable.
I love you, man.
How you doing, man?
I can't do it.
Cheer up, Mike. Cheer up, Tiny.
Jesse, I have a question. Is there any level level of physical fitness required to ride
This'll
a motorcycle?
You have to at least be able to ride a bicycle.
I can do that.
Can you really?
Yes.
All right.
What do you mean, can you really?
I don't know, Rob. You are not
you
somebody.
You have to be able to walk a straight line. Can you?
Your number one activity is usually watching the television. That's exactly what you do.
I've seen people on television ride motorcycles.
Beth Ann, we need lots of pictures of Rob, please, with the helmet on.
Don't worry, these gloves will help.
It looks like an effing acorn on your head.
Is that natural?
Rob Spiewak. Now, Jesse, a bald-faced beginner right here. What are we going to do with him?
Well, this is going to be tough in a crowd like this. He's definitely going to feel the pressure. But we're just going to have to get him right on there and just see what he can do with
it. It gets better and better, doesn't it?
It does. I'm enjoying this.
After they gave me gardening gloves, they've given me your sunglasses that you used to leave in the studio the first time we worked in Fairfax.
Tiny glasses, tiny helmet.
All right, now they're going to get Rob on the machine. And why don't I go down there and let's get a bird's eye view of what we're doing. Okay, so he inspects the bike. Is that what he's doing?
No, I'm getting on the right side.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Okay, like that? All right. All right. Well, this is going better than I thought so far. I am on the bike.
Set the bike up straight, and now set your kickstand up.
Hold it. All right, kickstand is up.
Have you driven a clutch car before?
Yes.
Okay, how long ago?
I believe it was the Carter administration. I feel drunk, Mike. Should I feel drunk? I can't seem to...
You should be drunk for this, I swear to God.
All right.
We are actually going to move on to power walking, so you're going to bring the clutch out to the friction zone and just move the bike a little bit.
Okay, where's the clutch?
This is the clutch right
okay,
here.
And this is the brake?
This is the brake.
All right.
And this is the gas.
All right.
Rob, most of these gentlemen, I should point out, are members of the Motor Squad, and they are expert police officers and motorcycle riders, so you might have bumped into them in your previous life.
You're not helping.
When you used to use bad judgment, Rob.
Yes, I have. As people know, I have a checkered past.
All right, what's
so
next?
The brake is engaged. I want to pull the clutch back.
Pull the clutch in all the way.
Okay.
Now we'll turn the key to the on position.
All right.
Kill button on.
Okay.
Here's your yellow button to start the bike. Now look at me. If you get in trouble, pull in the clutch. We're going to do this so you'll...
If I get in trouble, just pull the clutch
pull
in.
Pull the clutch in.
Okay.
Have we addressed the fact that okay. helmet does not fit him properly? The helmet, I swear to God, they'd have to get a 6X.
Looks perfect
that
to
melon.
Me.
You must have been fun.
It's like putting a skull cap
all
on
right.
a watermelon. It's
all
ridiculous.
Right. Start to move the motorcycle. We don't want you to let the clutch all the way out. Just bring it
just
out.
A little bit.
Just where it starts to engage a little bit.
Okay, I see the speedometer goes to 100 miles an hour.
Right here in the park.
Okay.
All right, are we going to start it?
Do we want to warn the people across the street in the chiropractor's office?
All right, make way, make a hole. Now, okay. Rob, the only thing I will tell you is really be very careful.
Okay. Okay.
That's the throttle.
Well, yeah, all right.
I like those sophisticated motorcycle gloves you have on, too. You can plant your cucumbers with those.
Is that a good revving speed right there? Okay, I'm letting it out. I'm letting out the clutch. How is that? Just like Buzz taught me.
Anybody can do it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's really the safest way.
Now, I want to let a little gas as I let the clutch out, okay?
You always do.
Oh! Almost!
Now, what was the, seriously, because we're trying to educate on the Mike O'Mara show.
Don't try this at home.
What exactly did he do wrong there?
Oh, actually, I turned the bike off because he was about to take off like a jet.
Really? And that would have sent him out into Main Street and possibly a fatality.
Can I say something about these guys from MRC? They are the most patient human beings in the entire world.
Well, that's because, you know, they're dealing with you guys today, and you've learned it firsthand. Of course, you did okay. You got it moving at least a little
kind
bit.
Kind of.
How many times did you count? How many times you stalled?
About eight.
Eight times. All right. Is there a chance that he'll be able to do... Now, look, I know you guys are going to assist him and stuff, but is there a chance he can do this? Look at the look on your face.
Will they assist me after the accident as well?
Let me say the look on Jeff's face from MRC, and he sees people doing this all the time. He looks like he's very. Are you concerned with Rob and his tard factor?
I'm a little concerned.
Well, it's not the tard factor, Mike. I mean, think of, you remember physics.
Yes.
There's 250 more pounds of action happening than when Buzz was on this. Mm-hmm. They can't stop this thing.
This is true, but I think
they're
going
to be chasing me to Chantilly.
If you listen, you might be able to do it properly. I'm showing you the confidence that I have in you.
You are so full of it.
I think you can really make this work.
Okay. Smooth in, smooth out.
Biker. Incidentally, that is a biker shirt you're wearing, too.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, MacGyver.
Ah! Ah! Hold it. Ah! Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
Is it good?
Spiewak Knievel.
Oh, my God. That is too much fun.
That was like 20 feet.
You rock.
Ah!
You rock.
Nothing? Crickets?
You're awesome. I think he deserves another round
please?
Of applause. Rob Spiewak, please. Oh, my God. Let's go around and get it.
Ah!
What did you think of Rob Spiewak's? In a word or a sentence, what do you think of Rob's performance?
It was really awesome.
Awesome was the
I
word.
I agree.
That's the right word.
A lot of people eating. We won't bother them right now. What do you think? What did you think of Rob's
That's
performance?
Nice.
A valiant effort.
Valiant effort. How about you, ma'am?
Funny.
Funny. You, sir?
Somewhat gay.
Good night, everybody.
That's pretty good. What do you think, sir? Did you enjoy his performance?
I enjoyed it better than Buzz. So.
Very good. Better than Buzz. He got a better review than you got. What do you think, sir?
Credit all.
Pretty good considering he was on motorcycle number 13.
Oh, was he really? Was that motorcycle number 13?
So I'm told.
Is that a reason? Now somebody's talking to you, Rob. Somebody's whispering in your ear. Somebody that doesn't realize we're doing a live radio broadcast. What was that?
He's a guy that I might be needing very soon. That's Dr. James Hoffman from the Fairfax Baptist Church. He was apparently praying for me. But also, I want to say thank you to the Fairfax Baptist Church for letting us use their parking lot.
Thank you so much.
They are always very helpful.
Thank you, doctor.
And Buzz, it wouldn't kill you to go over there once in a while.
Yeah, you know what? Doctor, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We've got the one atheist on our show. We are going to get him back into the church. I swear to God. What can you tell Buzz?
Isn't going to go well.
Sorry, but I want to take advantage of the moment. We have a man of the cloth here. This is the man. He is a non-believer. What do we do with Buzz Burbank? Rob and I are both devout something.
Well, here's the whole thing.
Yes.
Here's the whole thing. I would rather me be wrong than he be wrong when he dies.
Amen. There it is.
Amen.
I'm with the Reverend.
I'm with you, brother.
I'm with the Reverend. Now, I'm going to go over to my friends in the Renegade Pigs and just get a little estimation of that little review. This is my friend Sharky. Sharky, you saw my two compadres. Well, how would you rate their abilities?
Buzz, about a 4. Mm-hmm. Rob A, -6.
Now say that again.
That's fair.
He said -6.
That's not even fair.
It's the shirt.
That's perfectly fair.
Buzz has a motorcycle license.
You know, with the weight class that you and I are both in now, though, we could actually get a couple of mini bikes and be like that picture in Guinness Book of World Records.
Book of World Records.
Anybody remember the fat asses and the cowboy hats that they showed from the back, and they're just going around going.
Frankly, I'm pleased after that went on that when I sat down, the tires didn't pop.
All right, Jesse Bowman. After we go to break, we're going to bring the guys up, and we're going to have the real demonstration. They're going to do all the fun things they do on motorcycles, okay?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
This is Hogfest 2008. We are broadcasting live from the parking lot of WJFK 10800 Main Street. We will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.